And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. That's what we do, man. And saving the world one soundbite at a time, as I often like to say. So let me just tell you, Boomer, you said we're jumping up like exponentially now in the podcast here of late, right?
Yes, we are.
Well, that's very cool. So we're going to hit 70,000 like any moment, we think.
Yes, I think so. It could be during the show today.
I like it.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, that's a blessing. And listen, folks, all the stuff we got, I mean, the whole show is laid out for you on the website, rightsideradio.org. It's .org. Anywhere you are in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, and all our stuff is right there. You can listen to the show no matter where you are, all right? So it doesn't matter if you're in Timbuktu, you can tune in as long as you got internet, I guess. But yeah, we have people that live stream the show all the time. That's why we have callers from outside of the state. You know, that's why we have people that call in from South Alabama. We've had people that call us from their vacations on the beach. It's kind of funny. But yeah, that's a thing. We're also, though, of course, live streaming the show. If you want to check that out, go to rightsideradio.org, click on the tab that says live and podcasts, and you'll see the video option right there right now. It's kind of crazy. I sit here and I'm talking. There's a little bit of a delay on it, so I look over, and I'll move my hands and look over, and I haven't moved my hands yet on the screen. It's there. Anyway, you can see inside the Right Side studio, Boomer and Hyde doing our thing. You know, and since we're on video, you know, we have to make sure that we, like, dress for radio now. It's anyway, all that to say, we got a ton of stuff on there. We also write op-eds. My stuff gets published in several places around the state, and so those are on there. And then, like, we had, Allie was on here yesterday. Allie Turner was on here yesterday, and we post things, you know, like you can go get the old podcast. You can find an interview that you may have missed or send it to somebody else. I had several people just today that wanted a copy of Allie's interview, so I sent them the link. All that stuff, man, all that stuff is on there. Plus, you may be interested to know that there's also the Right Side Store. You got a button on there that says Right Side Store. Go to it. You can get T-shirts, coffee mugs. I'm sitting here right now showing my coffee mug. I am drinking from my Right Side Radio coffee mug that I ordered from the Right Side Store. I myself, am I a customer? Yes, I am. That you can even order T-shirts. You can order Right Side socks because everybody needs Right Side socks. Boomer, we got to get you some Right Side socks.
I need some Right Side socks.
You do. I mean, and they got all the colors, man. What, blue?
All of them?
I mean, well, okay.
Well,
let me put it this way. They have quite the color selection. How about
yes.
that? All right. All right. So, yeah, all that stuff is on there, rightsideradio.org. Okay, today at 3 o'clock, we're going to have my friend Erica Thomas calling in from 1819 News. She just did a piece on election integrity, and I'm going to be breaking some of that down with her when she calls in. In the meantime, I got a series of other things that spin directly off my monologue I just did. Because it's obvious what's happening right now. In an effort to discredit anybody who would dare to question the 22 elections. Oh my gosh, the 2020 elections. How dare you? It's the big lie. Oh, is it? So nothing happened. Nothing to see here. It was a largely peaceful protest, is what I'm hearing. Okay, just so you know, he's President Biden right now. I'm not saying he's not the lawful president. Because he was sworn in, he just is. I can't do anything about it. Was that election normal? No. I got to be honest. I don't know per se that it was stolen, but I do know this. It was jacked up, man. There were things happening around that election in just various locales around the nation. The bottom line is the 2020 election was ate up like a soup sandwich. That's exactly what it was. Ate up like a soup sandwich. You can quote me on that. And when I look at the things that are being said, though, how dare you question? Don't you know that's the big lie? You believe the big lie? You're an election denier? Well, yes, I am. How you like me now? I embrace the fact that I am skeptical. I don't have a radio show because I don't ask questions. You know what I'm saying? And we should ask questions. But they don't want us to ask questions. That's what's crazy. Like, I've got the story right here from a website called 538.com. And by the way, quite a few of the resources that I had to pull for this segment had to come from what I would call liberal or left-leaning news sources, which means a lot of them. But here's the thing. 538.com, storyline dated July 18th, so just a few weeks ago. We're like, what, 3 weeks ago? At least 120 Republican nominees deny the results of the 2020 election. The whole article is them spending an inordinate amount of time checking to see whether people running for office believe or don't believe in the elections of 2020. So here, let me start breaking this down for them, because it's laughable. I mean, I guess what they want is they want a bunch of sheep to run for office is what they want. We need people who toe the line. You there, you dare ask questions, you are disqualified. You shall not run for office. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. We want a bunch of sheepdogs is what we want. We don't want sheep, we want sheepdogs. We don't want people out there who are afraid to ask questions. That's how we get to where we are right now. Don't ask questions. You're an election denier. Step over there. You will stand by. Take a time out in the corner. You stop that. Well, the article starts off, and I'm going to be getting into it more in a minute. Since the 2020 election, millions of Republican voters have accepted President Donald Trump's false claim that the presidential election was stolen from him. And now here in 2022, many Republican politicians have capitalized on this lie and have won elections of their own. Okay, biased much in your reporting? Anyway. This election cycle, 538, is tracking the views of every Republican candidate for Senate, House, Governor, Attorney General, and Secretary of State on the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Well, good for them. Now that we're halfway through the primary season, we could say definitively that at least 120 election deniers have won their party's nomination and will be on the ballot in the fall. Good! That means we got people who are willing to ask questions, point fingers, look up under the tablecloth, trying to figure out what's what. Good gosh. Election deniers. We're going to do this for a little while. This is going to be fun. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa to Gadsden, with parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi just thrown in for good measure. That's right. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, I got a caller on line one, called in during the break. Let me grab that real quick. Line one, Randall from Newmarket. Randall, how you doing today?
Hey, doing pretty good there, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, Bubba?
Hey, well, you talking about the right side store y'all need to get. I told Bubba, you know, we need to get some right side package up for people that want to tear up and cry. he put me in the mind, yesterday when you had the interview with Allie.
Yeah.
And plus my experience, and he was talking about his baby went to the kindergarten. I had to drop him off. And when my daughter, I had to walk across the stage and give her away.
Oh.
You talking about tearing up. And, when they came over here this last weekend to wish me a happy birthday, and I teared up when they left.
Well, you know what? Them's all tears of joy and appreciation, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And if a person don't say that I'm not a man, I got an old pride, they a liar.
That's right. You know what? And I eat quiche, too. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I cook pretty good cheese myself. Y'all keep it up there. I'll keep the camel straight in that one on the Wednesday. They call y'all almost let it slip again this Wednesday, didn't
you? Yeah, we're trying. I appreciate you keeping us straight, but we're trying to keep the camel in play every Wednesday.
All righty, good deal.
Randall, you have a good one, bud. See you. This is good. Well, wearing us out about getting teary, but, you know, hey, what do you do? I mean,
it's okay.
You baby boy goes to kindergarten first time. Yeah. Allie comes in here and starts
And it's
talking
okay to
sentimentalities.
Cry. It's all right to get teary.
It stopped right there, though.
Yes.
All right. Still a man. All right. Anyway, hey, back to the story. 538.com. 538.com got this. I mean, they got this expose going. Expose. I tell you, I'm gonna show you what's here. We go. At least 120 Republican nominees deny the results of the 20. How dare they? Well, good for them. Good for them. 120 Republican nominees have got the brass to actually run for office and ask questions. So here's, by the way, here's the thing. I have this theory, which I believe is accurate, but I have this theory that there's only two reasons to run for office. I mean, you're called, first of all, but when I say that, there's only two reasons to run against an incumbent for office. Number one is you're looking at them and saying, I don't think you're doing a good job. Or number two, I just want your job. It's only those two reasons. What else could it be? And so if there are people running for office that are actually asking questions, that may be that they have looked at the situation and said, I don't think you're doing a good job. No one's asking the right questions. I'm going to run for office. And if the voters go with that, 538.com, 120 of them. Well, here's the deal. But many have tried to walk a fine line, this 538 says. For example, by accepting the results but still expressing concern, or by winking at the idea the election was stolen without saying so outright. So we've ended up putting candidates into one of six categories, they said. This is big doings, y'all. Stand by. You ready? Those who explicitly said the 2020 election was illegitimate and or took legal measures to try and overturn the election. Number two, those who have raised questions or concerns about the election but haven't outright denied or affirmed it. Number three, those who have accepted Biden's victory but still have questions or concerns about fraud. Number four, those who have accepted Biden's victory without reservations. Number five, those who have refused or avoided directly answering questions about the election. And number six, those for whom no information is available. After doing all of that, they find out that half of all Republican nominees have at least flirted with denying the election. Oh, my. Oh, my. An additional 48 nominees, that's 14% of them, have expressed doubts about the election. And they say it's almost certainly an undercount. And then denying the election is the most common in House races, but rarest in Secretary of State races. Who cares? I guess this is big doings for somebody. But let me just go ahead and just tell you 538, because I'm pretty sure the author of this does not vote Republican. Just saying. I'm pretty sure that the people who voted for folks who questioned the results of the elections and question things like election integrity in general, I'm pretty sure they don't care what 538 says. Because the bottom line is this, 2020 was ate up like a soup sandwich, man. I say it again, ate up like a soup sandwich. Next story I've got here from The Guardian. The Guardian, dated June 30th. So we're, what, a month, 6 weeks? Month and five, yeah, five, 6 weeks. Republicans seek to install permanent election integrity infrastructure across the U.S. Let me just go ahead and suggest that that shouldn't just say Republicans are seeking to install permanent election integrity infrastructure. I mean, so is that to imply by reading the article, my first thought is, so I guess Democrats don't want permanent election integrity infrastructure across the U.S. That's what I gather from the headline. The headline alone tells me, hey, thank you, Republicans. Apparently, you're the only ones in party politics interested in actually having permanent election integrity infrastructure across the U.S. But you know what's funny? Is they write the article, they don't even catch it when they do stuff like that. They're so into the, it was a big lie. Well, you can't question election deniers. Anyway, starts off by saying that someone, this guy who wrote the article, Sam Levine, he said he was going to hear someone named Cleta Mitchell take the stage. Mitchell was on Donald Trump's legal team in 2020. She was one of his lawyers in the contest over the election, which they call by efforts to overturn. Well, no, it's called an election contest. It's a legal thing. They're allowed. State and federal law both allow for election contests. So it says that Mitchell, that's the Cleta Mitchell lady, Mitchell eschews the term election denier. There were so many things wrong with that election, she said, that the outcome was correct. That's all I deny. There were so many things wrong with that election that the outcome was correct. That's all I deny. Okay, there you go. In other words, she's denying that the outcome was what it should have been. But she's not an election denier. Okay, whatever. Mitchell wasn't in Raleigh just to take the talk about the 2020 election. She was focused on the next one, working with a group tied to Trump. Mitchell has been going around the country the last several months in battleground states to work the polls and to form task forces to monitor state and local election officials. We're trying to build a permanent election integrity infrastructure in every county in America that will be there to oversee what's happening, Mitchell said on a Steve Bannon War Room podcast. So let me ask you a question. Is anybody out there worried about this? We should have a little sound effect of crickets when I ask questions like this. There you go. I tell you what, get me a sound effect for crickets sometime soon, man. We'll use that. But I look at this and go, why is this a thing? Why is this an article? Republicans seek to install permanent election integrity infrastructure. It's election integrity. It says Mitchell's effort is happening parallel to a significant effort from the Republican National Committee to recruit election workers. So far, the RNC has recruited 16 in-state election integrity directors, more than 15,000 poll workers, and 10,000 observers in swing states. Good! About freaking time. I mean, we sat back so long that they took advantage of it. It says, but an effort organized by people who sought to overturn the last election should be suspect. You're an election denier. You can't care about election integrity. We can't trust your motives because you're an election denier. Whatever. All right, what do I got next? This is going to encourage you. Boomer, would you feel better about election integrity to know the social media platforms are now putting together their misinformation guidelines?
Wow. Way to go, social media.
Yeah, brought to you by the people who denied the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely believe them.
Okay, here we go. Socialmediatoday.com, dated 2 days ago. Boomer, you'll be happy to know. Twitter launches its election integrity features ahead of the U.S. midterms. Oh, good.
I don't even know what to say about this.
I know.
That's just funny.
Well, I tell you what, let me read the opening paragraph, see if we can dissect this. You ready? Here's the opening paragraph. U.S. midterms are coming up, and Twitter's working to get ahead of any potential misuse of its platform to spread misinformation around the candidates with a range of improved election integrity features, as well as new curated election info hubs to help boost credible updates.
Oh, baloney.
So I circled several of those words, all right? You heard me emphasize. So first of all, Twitter, you have no credibility. Moving on. Potential misuse. Who determines potential misuse? Oh, that's right. Twitter, who has no credibility. Next, spread misinformation. Who determines what is misinformation? Oh, that's right. Twitter, who has no credibility. Next, they set up their election integrity features. Well, that's wonderful. What kind of features, pray tell, would they put together? Well, one is a curated election info hub. What in God's name is that? Curated. That just means they monitor themselves. They have staff sitting there. So they have their tree hugger staff, you know, the sitting there monitoring things for trigger language. And the last is in order to help boost credible updates. What does that mean? If you're good and you pass the Twitter test, you're going to get to say anything you want to, and they'll even let you boost it.
Whatever they like seeing, they'll let you boost.
That's exactly it.
I know.
I just say so. Basically, if you pass their test, you can play.
Ugh.
It does. So, all right. So here's the thing, y'all. The same people who suppressed the stories about the Hunter Biden laptop are the ones who are now. And oh, by the way, just make no mistake. Twitter is. I read one study that was about 2 years old. That at one point, something like 71% of all Americans get their news through social media. That's huge. And that Twitter was one of the largest platforms for doing that. But they're going to have what they call their civic integrity policy related to elections. Civic integrity policy covers the most common types of harmful, misleading information about elections and civic events, such as, or you brace yourself, claims about how to participate in civic process, like how to vote. Misleading content intended to intimidate or dissuade people from participating in the election. Misleading claims intended to undermine public confidence in an election. including false information about the outcome of an election. Okay. Because they don't like election deniers. Take us to a break, brother. Ah, mean. All right, listen. I got a little bit more on this. Like, for instance, they can call them election deniers if they want to, but not only are Republicans trying to put actual election integrity infrastructure together nationwide, there's stuff happening. Like right now, Governor Ron DeSantis, he's calling some stuff out. He actually has an election supervisor's enforcement unit that is going to be working on the ground during the elections. Yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're in number one of the Triple Dipper right now. I'm calling it election deniers are the new flat earthers. At least that's the way the liberals feel about us. They're actually branding it. It's like it's some kind of badge of shame. How dare you be an election denier? He's just an election denier. Did you know that man's running for office and he's an election denier? Wow. Line, I got somebody on the line. Yeah, I do. Sparky from Harvest on line one. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Phil and Boomer. Happy Friday. Yeah. I clicked on the news links this last week, and I think of a small child who's never ever called out by his parent or parents for lying, and because he never gets punished for lying, just continuously and blatantly lies because whatever's convenient for the child is what they're going to say, right?
Yeah.
And I look at the White House and I look at these Democrats who are behind the raid on President Trump and everything going on. I'm like, they don't even pretend anymore. They lie so blatantly and outrageously because I think in their heart of hearts, the news media will always cover for them and spin it for them, and they know that the bitter hatred that the far left nut jobs out there have for conservatives, Christians, and especially Donald Trump is so strong that they're just going to keep their pie holes shut and say, yeah, it's okay. Whatever suits the end, right?
Yeah.
And I just look at it, the grotesque dishonesty and how it's going to affect the kids in junior high and high school right now. I mean, when truth and integrity doesn't mean anything anymore and they don't have any examples of who to look up to for integrity, I don't know. It just kind of blows my mind for the future.
No, and I totally agree. And it's sort of like, you know, back the day when Charles Barkley said, "I'm not here to be a role model. Where you are, whether you want to be or not." And and by virtue of the position that these people hold in our society, elected officials and all that, to some degree, they are a role model. And you can be a negative role model as much as you can be a positive role model. But you're right. Go ahead.
Liz Cheney's chosen. At least she came out and spoke the truth, if only in written form recently or in a small interview. Anything it takes to stop President Trump from being back in office, we should do it. That was her words. And I think I've heard that echoed on by more and more politicians. Doesn't matter how rotten, how wrong, how illegal, or how dishonest it is, we absolutely cannot let that man ever ruin the power and the largesse and the deep profits of the Washington D.C. swamp.
Yeah, but,
that's the one bit of truth I've heard out of these people in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I totally agree. And they're also, by the way, they're willing to burn down other people's lives around it. It's not just Trump. It's not just the billionaire who can afford the lawyers. They're willing to burn down anybody else who stands, you know, for the same things he says he stands for. And I'm not a Trump worshiper. You know, there were times when his abrasiveness or his mean tweets, I would look at it and go, oh, please, why would you do that? But at the same time, the policies that he put in place and the standing that we had on the world stage was an entirely different environment. And you got to look at it once in a while and go, maybe we need somebody who's more bellicose in office who can actually get something done.
That's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? And I agree with you. I adore what President Trump did to upset the apple cart in D.C. Yeah. I love what he did for our economy, and I love how much he loves this country. As arrogant and boastful and big mouth as he is, he's awesome. Now, I really don't want him to run in 2024. I wish he would throw his endorsement behind the Florida governor. That would be my choice at this moment. But because you've heard me say this, the hatred for Donald Trump is so strong, I think he will mobilize the far left to show up in numbers that they would not have otherwise, let alone cheat and vote multiple times.
Yeah, and I think, and part of me, this raid on Mar-a-Lago, Sparky, as we just opined together for a minute, this raid on Mar-a-Lago just, to me, almost feels like they're trying to put him in a corner where he has to announce that he's going to run. Otherwise, he looks like he cowed down. And they know he's a prideful man. I hope that's not where we're headed. But anyway, we'll see, brother. It's something to watch. But the level of dishonesty you called about originally, that yes. And sometimes I also look at it and go, I think they know they're being dishonest. They just don't care.
Exactly. You summed it up in one sentence.
All right, man. You have a great day. Have a great weekend too. All right.
You have a great weekend. You and Boomer. Bye.
All right. Hey, coming up here in about, we got the break coming up in just about a minute and a half, but coming up here soon, Erica Thomas from 1819 News is going to be calling in about a story she did today, just came out this morning, or last night actually, called Alabama Voter Maintenance System Has Ties to Democrat Operatives. So did you know that we have an electronic registration information system that's supposed to be designed to help call our voter rolls and purge them of bad names? But what it's also doing, though, it appears, is funneling information to liberal organizations that are then making use of it to help drive the vote in, you know, things like Zuckerbucks and stuff like that. So it's a detailed article, but Erica spent a great deal of time. I mean, just printing this thing out, I'm at four pages, you know, highlighted on this thing, and it's pretty good. We're going to see what Erica Thomas has to say and why this matters. It's all part of the same thing I've talked about. Number one of the Triple Dipper, election deniers are the new flat earthers, they say. You election denier. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.